Welcome back. You're listening to Enlightening Relationships on Karma Soul Radio, and we're so glad. Today, we have a guest who I'm very excited about. We will be speaking in a moment with Sanjay Berman, who is a super hyphenate kind of guy. He is a master hypnotherapist, an award-winning producer of film and television, and owner of Berman Books, a self-help publishing company, which is the publisher behind the mega humongoid best-selling book, The Secret. So we're going to hit Sanjay up for some cabbage after the show. But he's here with us to talk about stopping excuses in relationships. And he has a new book coming out, which is Do Everything They Tell You Not to Do If You Want to Succeed. Welcome, Sanjay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So you are a busy man. Will you briefly tell us how you came to be an expert on stopping excuses in relationships?
Well, I think that it, first of all, from trial and error, myself having gone through relationships and sort of being after becoming a master hypnotherapist, you start to analyze your own life and work through your own issues. And I was able to see some of the sort of characteristics of what I go for and why I go for it, and then started to watch other people and sort of, you know, gave a little bit of advice here and there to see if it worked. And when it did, I started to kind of work off of that basis.
Mm. And what's the difference between a master hypnotherapist and just a everyday run-of-the-mill hypnotherapist?
Well, there's accredited levels. So you have level one, level
oh, nice.
Two, and then master.
Nice.
And master is sort of, they don't teach you too much more. What it is about the exploration of certain areas.
Hmm.
And where you go, and you know, some people stick to addiction, some people go into trauma, et mm-hmm. cetera, things like that.
Does it mean you can make us all cluck like a chicken and go up and crack open safes in our sleep without realizing we're stealing jewelry and stuff?
You know what? Funny you say that, because I was on the Shopping Channel, and I was doing a quick demonstration, and I didn't realize that the crew was following along. I can only tell you.
Oh,
that,
no.
Yeah, you can use your imagination.
You made the cameraman start
well,
freaking out.
Well, basically, yeah.
Uh-oh, well, don't pull any tricks here today, Sanjay.
I'll do my best.
I got to stay on top of this stuff. I'm running a big ship here at Karma Soul Radio. Well, I love this topic of stop the excuses in your relationships. So what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, we say certain things that we don't really necessarily mean. We think we mean it, but we don't. And, you know, I always tell people that you should work off of what people do, not what they say. What they say is...
Absolutely.
Right. And I think you know that your conscious or ego is there to protect you. So it is going to say...
And make you look good.
And make you look good. And so it's going to say anything that does that. But what you do is based off of your subconscious, which has the maturity of a 12-year-old. And off of that 12-year-old, you're going to do things that are almost exact opposite of what it is you're saying.
Now, I know lots of people whose subconscious has the maturity of a 4-year-old. How do we get everybody up to 12?
Slowly but surely.
Mm.
I think that you have to be very patient, and you have to make them see it from the perspective of where they're coming from.
Well, is there a reason that you said 12? Has that been, like, clinically proven, or is that what most
the
people...
Hypnotherapists do believe that, yes.
That most of us are operating subconsciously at the age of 12?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
I was kind of a badass at 12, so I like that.
Wow. I can only imagine.
I had the world on the string then. It's been downhill ever since, but 12...
I think you still do.
12 was good. Okay. Okay, so the conscious mind can be a certain age, but then the young subconscious mind is younger.
Correct.
And so but the unconscious mind kind of runs everything.
That is correct. And so it's easier to make changes when you're working off of the subconscious, which is why hypnotherapists do everything quite quickly.
Ah, okay.
Once you take away the idea of judgment, ego, or emotion, and you see things from point of view without emotion attached to it, you can get to the problem very quickly. Most of us have an idea of what happened in our childhood. My father said to me, don't eat that cookie because you'll get fat, and today I suffer the consequences of low self-esteem. If I take you back to that event and you were to look at it with no emotion, no judgment, and you were to see what your dad was saying, he probably was saying it just before dinner. Or he was probably saying it because you've had five already and you're going to get sick. There was a reason behind it.
Oh.
We manipulate things in our head.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Well, yes. I mean, and because it's great to make changes. It's not a good thing because it's so easily influenced, but it's a great thing because it's so easily influenced.
Well, what I also love about that is one of the things I try to tell people is we always have a good intention. Everybody always has a good intention, even bad people.
Yeah.
You know, and how can you find or look for the good intention of the other person in all your interactions? And so what you just said, like the father saying, haven't you had enough? Maybe they're trying to keep you from getting sick, or maybe they really genuinely think it's better for you to not. But they're just saying it in a way that makes you feel bad or shames you.
Well, they're saying it from the point of view that you're interpreting it.
Right.
Relationships, careers, all of that is done by interpretation, not necessarily by what it is. And I think you can upgrade that maybe he was doing it to help you to most probably was doing it to help you.
Nice. And so with hypnosis, you can take somebody back and heal the wound that occurred there?
Yes, exactly.
Love that.
People come here for smoking, drinking, addictions, whatever it may be. That is not your problem. That is the end result of the problem. To go back to the problem stems from whatever may have happened in your childhood or early youth. We go back to that, and then it's like a domino effect. Once you heal that wound, everything else in your life just sort of works itself out.
Love it. Going back to the source.
Exactly.
Well, this is fascinating, and I would love to find out if there's a way people can do some of this on their own. So we are speaking with Sanjay Berman, not just a hypnotherapist, people, a master hypnotherapist. And we will be right back. Enlightening Relationships, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Welcome back. You're listening to Enlightening Relationships. We are speaking with Sanjay Berman, master hypnotherapist, author of an upcoming book called Everything They Tell You Not to Do.
Do everything.
Do everything they tell you not to do if you want to succeed. That's very different, isn't it? Welcome back. We're so happy you're here. So we were just talking about how to go back in time and revisit memories that in your mind are painful or disappointing or at the root of some sort of psychological wound that you now have, some sort of low self-esteem that you experience, any kind of neuroses that you're going
sure.
through, which, you know, a lot of 12-year-olds are pretty darn neurotic, Sanjay.
Absolutely.
And I make that joke because you were saying we're all subconsciously around the age of 12. So is there a way someone can do some of this on their own and kind of go back in time?
It's obviously a little bit more challenging when you're doing it on your own, but
uh-huh.
yes, you can do it on your own. It would take some discipline in your thought process.
Okay.
The idea of hypnosis is, and most people are under the impression that you're asleep. You're not asleep. Your conscience is asleep, but your subconscious is not asleep. You hear, you're aware, you know everything that's going on. You just don't care because you're so centered. Sort of like if you're in a deep meditation, you still know that the phone is ringing. You still know that there are people around you. You don't put any attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing it on your own, the way to do it is to kind of go back as far as you can with the thought of what may have happened to you that you feel is bothering you or that has brought up some certain emotions or something that is bothering you in present day. And really think about it from an objective point of view. Is this the way that it really happened, or is this my interpretation of the way that it happened? And based on that, you will find out what the truth of what happened really occurred. Again, we go back to the cookie issue. If your father said to you, don't eat the cookie or you'll get fat, was he saying that because he thought you were getting fat, that he wouldn't love you if you got fat, or that he was trying to protect you? And if you start to think about it, you'll start to come to the realization that he was doing it to try and protect me because I do believe it was close to dinner, and therefore I would have ruined my appetite by eating sugar and chemicals rather than vegetables and, you know, chicken, whatever it may be.
And maybe he was being funny. I had a dad with a really sarcastic sense of humor, and he'd say things like, you're okay for a girl, you know, or, you know, I wouldn't trade you for two good ones. Like, he'd say all these really sort of cruel, ha 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 kind of things. But right. we had so much love and so much connection that I knew he was just playing and it was all good.
Okay. But now take another person in the exact same situation as yourself who may not have interpreted that way.
Right.
And all of a sudden you get all these issues, these daddy issues that come forward. My dad was cruel to me. He made all these, bad jokes about me, and he thought they were funny. And
right.
It's your interpretation.
Right. So true. And now I get into trouble because I'll use that kind of humor with people around me, and they don't get it. They don't think it's funny. And I'm like, well, what? What's your problem, loser? Oh, no.
You may be the result of people going to hypnosis.
You mean I'm sending people to people like you? Is that what you're saying?
I hope you're sending them to me.
Okay, well, hopefully today we are. Hey, which brings up a great point. So do you have a website where people can look up this kind of information? Do you have?
I do. It's BermanBooks.com, BermanBooks.com. And we obviously are known for publishing the authors of The Secret, so Bob Proctor, Dr. Joe Vitale, Dr. DeMartini, and Marie Diamond.
Nice.
And, you know, it's been a privilege to associate with them and to learn more about what they're doing and their own techniques and things like that beyond The Secret. And also there's information about hypnosis, there's information about upcoming books, things like that.
Well, and you know, that's one of the things The Secret didn't so much touch on is if you don't have your subconscious mind lined up with what your conscious mind wants, good luck manifesting it. Exactly.
Yeah.
So just because you think you want that great relationship, that great guy, that great woman who's going to be so great for you, if subconsciously you don't want that, you're going to be at odds and at war with yourself.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I was in Los Angeles having dinner with a friend last week, and he said to me, tried The Secret, didn't work. You know, I wanted something, it didn't happen. Oh, well, you know, it was too good to be true anyway. The idea of thinking about something that you want is great. It's a great first step. The part that they left out was you've got to get off your butt. You've got to actually do the work. You've got to go through the ups and downs of getting it, otherwise it won't be worth having it. But thinking about it won't be enough to actually attain it. It gets you in the right frame of mind to follow through on it.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people took the advice of The Secret and thought that meant they could just sort of ceiling surf, you know?
Correct.
Like start chanting and visualizing and sitting at home waiting for, you know, the door to ring and Ed McMahon to hand them a huge check.
Wouldn't that have been?
Which I am still waiting for that moment.
You and I both.
Well, what I find is the more action you take, the more you believe it. The more you feel entitled. Like, well, gosh darn it, I should get, you know, this great book deal to make it something about what you do. Because look how hard I've worked. Or, you know, gosh darn it, I am ready for the right relationship. Because look how much I've been studying relationships and dating and meeting people. And so not only does action actually create more opportunity and create more experience and make you better at something, but it also makes you actually feel more ready for it, I think. That's at least what I find.
I think you're absolutely right. To get the authors that I have, the secret authors, I got them all to sign on a week before they went on Oprah. I didn't know they were going on
Oprah. Oh, my God, smart!
It took me 2.5 months to actually get them. I had to call, email, fax. I did everything you could possibly do almost on a daily basis.
You didn't just chant and visualize it and hypnotize yourself?
But the idea was that I knew I was going to be the top competitor to Hay House. I had no idea how it was going to happen. I couldn't even pay the long-distance phone bill to talk to John DeMartini. So I sat there on my cell phone on the edge of my balcony, hoping that the signal is strong enough to keep the conversation going, and trying to cover my mouthpiece so that he wouldn't hear the traffic. But I was determined that he was going to sign on. So my end result was the first thought that I had, and I worked backwards.
I love that.
So if you start to think about having what it is that you want, which is what The Secret was trying to do, but they didn't actually phrase it this way. So if you want the Ferrari, let's say, think about actually having the Ferrari and work backwards from that rather than starting at square zero and saying, okay, how do I get enough money to get a Ferrari?
Mm. Nice. Do you have a Ferrari now, Sanjay?
I do not have a Ferrari right now, but I was advised against that by many people, including my father.
Ah.
You have one butt and one car. How many cars do you need?
You have one butt and one car. Love it. Okay, we are speaking with Sanjay Berman about stopping excuses in your relationships. He's a master hypnotherapist. You can find him, believe it or not, at bermanbooks.com. And you talk about hypnosis on your book site?
I do.
Awesome. Excellent. And we're not done with Sanjay, and we're not done with you. So enlightening relationships, stick around. We've got more great advice for you. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Enlightening Relationships. We are speaking with Sanjay Berman, master hypnotherapist, about how to change your stinking thinking and get the relationship that you want. So, Sanjay, I have a quick question for you.
Please.
I have so many wonderful, amazing friends that are single, and they've read every book, they've taken every seminar, they can tell other people how to be wildly successful. But they had really difficult childhoods. One of them was raped as a child repeatedly by a neighbor. One of them had an incredibly cold, critical, withdrawn, workaholic father. One of them had no father and a crazy mother. And so they actually feel kind of like no matter what they do, it's never going to work because they keep picking men like their fathers or men who abuse them just as they were abused or men who can't do relationships because they had no relationship with that primary person. And so they don't know what to do. And can you take somebody that frustrated who had that level of disappointment or pain and actually shift that stuff? Can it actually shift that much?
I really love dealing with people like that. Bring on the worst problems and I will show you how we can clear it up in a matter of minutes. Absolutely. The answer to your question is absolutely.
Okay.
Now let's take the worst case out of all of them that you gave me. I think you gave me a rape.
Yes.
The first thing is, it's our perception of the situation that creates the emotion.
Right.
You first to change what it is. Let's actually take one step back and let's talk about how to choose a mate. Why are they choosing the people that are like their father, like their mothers, whatever it may be? We don't choose the opposite. Like people may say, opposites attract. That is not true. We choose the repressed side of ourselves. So for what I repress, you will express.
Okay.
That being said, when you don't like something in someone, it's because you possess the same quality. You just repressed it and have projected it onto them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you find that you are in an abusive relationship over and over and over again, it is because it is representing your repressed side. You may not be abusive physically to somebody else. You may not be abusive to anyone else, but you may be abusive to yourself.
Right.
You may be abusive to your child, to your pet, to your parents, to whatever it may be. You are being abusive to someone. Now, if you can think, again, without emotion or ego, you'll find it very quickly that when you are attracting an abusive person, you are also being abusive to maybe your best friend. You know, you take advantage of your best friend and you order them around or you get really agitated with them and you yell at them or whatever it may be. You are being abusive to that person.
Well, so, I'm a huge fan of the you get the treatment that you give yourself, and the friends of mine that attract the, you know, difficult men over and over and over are really hard on themselves and don't honor their own feelings. And then they find men that don't honor their feelings. It's yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Right.
So now we've got to change what's inside of you to attract a different type of personality. So if we don't like the abusive person that we keep attracting, then what is it inside of us that is creating that abuse that attracts the like mind? We go back to, let's say, the rape issue. This person was raped at whatever age it was.
Six.
Six. Okay, six.
By a 12-year-old.
Now, at that stage, your brain is not even fully matured to understand the situation.
Right.
If I take you under hypnosis and I put you into the state of that incident happening and I remove the emotion, so you're watching television of your own life, first of all, the end result of what happened is a positive because it has created something inside of you that is beneficial not only to yourself but all of mankind.
Okay.
So the fact that this person was raped makes her the best rape counselor out there.
Well, and you know what she ended up doing, which is actually incredibly common, is she's now a school teacher to kindergarten and first grade students. And something like 90% of kindergarten teachers were molested as children. And it gives them incredible compassion for children. So
there you go.
She's an amazing teacher.
Foundations of education are being taught by someone who truly loves and identifies with children.
Right, and champions
children. It can't get better than that.
Right.
So that's the first thing that occurred. The second thing is, I would put you into the shoes of the actual rapist and say, what happened in this person's life to cause them to do this?
Right.
And the minute they go back and see that their father or their mother or someone abused them, they start to get actually sympathetic. They start to open feelings and forgive this person.
Mm.
It's fascinating because when they walk in, they're tense. When they sit in the chair and they actually go through it, you see tears of forgiveness coming down their face.
Oh.
Then, at the end of it, you actually see a physical change in their face when they leave. And I'm not kidding. It is. I've taken pictures of before and after, and you would see that there's youth that is injected into their face, into their emotions, everything. And they walk out feeling stronger and more superior than they did before.
Beautiful.
Now, beautiful. They go back out into the world. What kind of energy are they going to attract if they're attracting like-minded energy?
Compassionate, loving.
Exactly.
Oh, I feel better already. Oh, my gosh. Sandra, I can't believe we're out of time. This has been absolutely fantastic. And we're going to have you back because we just opened such a massive subject.
Well, I hope so.
You are fighting the good fight. I so appreciate the work that you're doing. Everyone, look for Sanjay at Berman Books. That's Berman Books.com. And check out in October, Do Everything They Tell You Not to Do If You Want to Succeed. I love the title. Good luck and God bless, Sanjay.
I thank you so much.
And I want to thank the staff of Karma Soul Radio. I want to wish Eric a fabulous time partying with Obama. I want to thank the Velvet Maestro of Love for being here. Everyone, next week we have Dr. Pat Allen, the famous author of Getting to I Do and Staying Married and Loving It, is going to be with us. You definitely want to tune in next week. If you want to find me and my Vedic astrology compatibility reports and my ebook, Love is in the Stars, simply go to loveisinthestars.com. You also get a free newsletter. And everybody, happy relationships. God bless. Until next time.